Democrat congressional candidate accused of drunken profanity at preteen slumber party. By Paul Bois on February 21, 2022. Democrat Abby Broyles, current candidate for Oklahoma's 5th U.S. Congressional District, has been accused of drunkenly cursing at girls as young as 12 at a Valentine's Day slumber party for preteens. Last week, Nonduck.com reported allegations that Broyles hurled profane insults at the girls after becoming intoxicated at the slumber party. She also allegedly vomited into a laundry basket and on a girl's shoes. News of her alleged behavior first broke on Twitter when mother Sarah Matthews, whose daughter was present at the party, demanded that Broyles apologize. "It's so sad, because this is someone who has stood on a soapbox and talked about empowering women. And rather than do that with these girls, she chose to belittle and denigrate the next generation of women," Matthews told the outlet. "And she does this at a time when their bodies are changing and their features are changing and they are vulnerable." Matthews' 12-year-old daughter detailed Broyles' alleged behavior at the party, saying she inexplicably began being rude to people. "We were all sitting around, and she was just going around in a circle saying rude things and would end with effer and saying fuck you to all of us there, really rude things," said the girl. "My friend has acne, and she had been talking about her acne early in the evening. And then, Broyles called her an acne fucker, and she ran upstairs crying. She was telling me I wasn't going to be as successful as her," the girl added. Broyles also allegedly called another girl a Hispanic fucker. Initially, Broyles denied being at the party, suggesting the story might have been a cooked-up political attack by the mothers. "I saw the tweets. I have been out of town on a fundraising trip, and they are awful and offensive and false," Broyles said. "I mean, I get trolled on Twitter all the time, but I don't know these women and I don't know what is behind this, but it's just not true. I'm running for office. You don't think this is a political attack? You don't think this is something they cooked up?" Broyles asserted. A screenshot of a TikTok video that night appeared to show Broyles in attendance at the party. Text messages from the homeowner to Matthews the following day also appeared to corroborate some of the events of that night. "Hey, I'm available to talk or address last night in any way if it can help the girls or the parents," wrote the homeowner to Matthews. "I have no excuses, and it's sick honestly. If I can confirm the nasty words or recount the incident, I'm willing to. I don't know how to best handle it and I imagine each parent and child may need or desire different things, but if it was me I would like to hear that at least." In a sit-down interview with GVR, Broyles admitted that she attended the party, claiming that Nonduck.com had misquoted her. Nonduck.com said it stands by its reporting and presented audio evidence of her denial. "That phone call was terrifying and caught me off guard. I remember hearing the accusations and just repeating no, no, no and then hanging up," Broyles told GVR. "I was happy to be in the TikTok video with the girls, which was obvious proof of my attendance." As to her alleged behavior that night, Broyles said that her friend invited her over, asked that she bring wine, and gave her some medication she had never taken before that may or may not have caused her to hallucinate. According to Broyles, "She asked me to come over. She asked me to bring some wine. We had wine and sushi and a couple of hours later, we were upstairs in their theater room watching a movie. For years I have struggled with stress and anxiety and insomnia. I took the bar exam on 2 hours of sleep. I mean, this is how far this goes back for me. And she knows that. And she gave me a medication I had never taken before. And I had an adverse reaction. Instead of helping me sleep, I hallucinated. And I don't remember anything until I woke up or came to, and I was throwing up in a hamper." Broyles could not remember much beyond her limited recount and apologized to the families. She denied having a substance abuse problem. "First of all, I want to apologize to the families again. And for people who say I just blacked out and I'm making this up, you don't know me," she said. "I would never ever say anything hurtful. I've never, ever would say something hurtful like those things. And that's why I know I was not in my right mind. I know that that's what happened because of that combination of things. And I deeply, deeply regret it," she added. Regarding her congressional campaign, Broyles said that she still plans to fight for Oklahomans. "I'm never going to stop fighting for Oklahomans, whether it's in this race or fighting for the cause some other way," she said.